This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This segment sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squeal or grinding, take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. Hugh, I see eating over there, which means we have to thank our friends.
Shout out to McGurk's.
McGurk's, they brought some awesome food from the new summer menu. McGurk's summer menu is back featuring a mouthwatering smash burger, lobster roll, and fresh seafood items. We're going to be doing our show from there next Wednesday on June 25th in Langhorne, their newest location. Excited to be out there next week. All right, we'll go back to the phones in a second. We're going to check in on the poll question to see where people come down. Team Topper or Team Castellanos? Look, I understand that Topper was in a tough spot the other night. I'm not saying he came out of nowhere with it. I just feel like the whole thing is odd and heavy-handed and oddly timed to, after all these years of kind of letting Nick do his thing. Now, all of a sudden, the game in Miami on a Monday, yes, in front of his family, you could care or not, he takes him off the field late in the game, and then they have words, and he doesn't get to play the next day, or at least Castellanos had words. Where do you come down on the whole thing? I felt it was heavy-handed, and then the streak involved, which you have to add to it, too, with Castellanos. All right, before we talk to everyone, Hugh, there was a trade proposed. I'm curious what you would do on this one. So Jim Bowden, former GM of the Cincinnati Reds and the Washington Nationals, he writes for The Athletic now, and he had a column about, you know, X amount of trades he would like to see before the trade deadline, all right? So he threw out a hypothetical idea of a trade involving the Phillies and the Baltimore Orioles. Of course, those two teams, they matched up on a trade last year. That's how we got, we traded Dominguez away, we got Austin Hayes, right? So they have some familiarity with each other. Here was the trade idea. The Phillies send Mick Abel to the Baltimore Orioles, and in return, they get back center fielder Cedric Mullins and closer Felix Bautista. Mullins is a free agent after the season. Bautista is under team control for a couple years. Hugh, is Abel on the table? Would you trade Mick Abel in a deal that brings you back Cedric Mullins, Felix Bautista?
So with Mullins, I'm looking at his stats. He's got 11 home runs, 34 RBIs. Yeah, I would say yeah, because Abel looks like it all depends on, well, I'd say in this moment, mm-hmm. I would say yes, because I feel like Rangers are going to have a good night tonight. And Nola, still don't know what's going on with Nola, but yes, I would say yes. In a vacuum right now, yes, I'll do that.
So let's play it out. If they did it, they'd have to bring Painter up, right?
Yeah.
They don't have enough people in the rotation. Mm-hmm. Nola's down for a couple months. He said that last week. So we're not probably going to see Aaron Nola till August. So if they're willing to trade Abel, they have to be ready to bring Painter up to take the spot. So I like what I've seen out of Abel. I am not against trading him. I haven't seen enough where it's like, oh, Mick Abel is in my rotation for the next 5 years no matter what. I think he's promising and he's certainly
But if they're willing to give me something for him, then
yeah.
I'll take
it. Now, my only issue with, and I like Cedric Mullins. He's a free agent to be, so that's a rental. And as far as Felix Bautista, a few years ago, he looked like one of the best closers in baseball. Then he had Tommy John surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at his numbers look good. I'm a little skeptical of what I'm seeing. He's walked a lot of people. I mean, it feels to me like he's maybe not quite as good as the numbers. So we shall see on that if he's worth all that people think he's worth. But that's interesting. The interesting part for me is it would fill two holes, Hugh.
That's why it's intriguing to me.
Outfield and the closer. That is. And then you'd have the ability to put Mullins in center field where he'd obviously be an upgrade. Though Marsh has hit for the last month. Look, if push came to shove, I would definitely want those two guys. Like, I would take them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that'd be enough. Like, Kyle, would it be enough, Bautista and Mullins, to give up Nick Abel? You good?
Yeah, it feels like more than enough, to be honest. Like, I mean, I don't understand the point of bringing up Nick Abel to showcase him just to be like, nah, you know what, forget. Like, forget trading him. Like, isn't this kind of the whole goal of putting a player out there and letting him perform in the big leagues if he's like a prospect type guy that you might be willing to flip? Like, this is best case scenario. He looks good. Like, they can get stuff back in return for him. And Mick Abel's not like, he's not your Andrew Painter. He's not a Crawford. Right. He's not an Aiden Miller. Like, he's not one of their, he's not one of the guys who I'm like, I need this guy to be a Philly.
Yeah.
Like, he's the tradable piece. And if you're going to get two things back for him at two positions in need like that, then hell yeah.
So I get that point. I don't, Bautista to me doesn't look the same. I feel like he's kind of like Estevez last year. He's pretty good.
Well, fine. But he doesn't need to be our closer. Like, if the best case scenario, I think, is they get a guy, Orion Kerkering steps up, becomes the guy that you can count on to close, and then they put Bautista in, and he bumps the other guys, like Strom, for instance.
Down a little
like,
bit.
Like, Strom's definitely not been as good as we've needed them to be this season. But that is fine if it's in lower leverage situations. Like, Bautista, I think he's better than Strom. He'd be better than Strom this season. Like, it just bumps the rest of the guys down a peg.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be the end-all, be-all in your back end of your bullpen.
All right, we're talking about this potential Orioles trade. Speaking of the city of Baltimore, do we have some breaking news in the NFL here?
Yeah, Jair Alexander signing with the Ravens. There's already a picture of him signing the contract, so this isn't like they just agreed to terms. Like, he just signed to be a Raven, like, right now.
It's funny, on the break, Hugh and I were talking about Jair Alexander. I was saying I saw a report that Baltimore and Carolina were two teams after him. Well, Hugh, the report is old news now. So the Jair Alexander idea is off the table for the Philadelphia Eagles as he goes to the Ravens.
Finally got a job. Congratulations. Good job.
Well, you know what it does? It takes that potential off the table. You know, we talked about, like, should the Eagles do it? Should they not? Should they wait till training camp to see what Ringo has? Well, that's all over now. I mean, like, that's when you wait and you want to give young players a chance, you do risk losing the chance to kind of fix it later. Because, I mean, he was too good of a player to just not get signed.
Yeah, I mean, you do take that risk. But I think that if the Eagles, they believe in their young guys, so they were willing to take that chance. They believe that one of these young guys is going to pan out for them, so it was not a big deal for them to take the chance like this.
Yeah, I would have liked Jair Alexander here and a little certainty in the secondary, but he is off to Baltimore to go play for the Ravens, and maybe we'll see how good he plays, but shift the power a little bit in the AFC. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's check in on our poll question today, because today's an interesting one with the Phillies, with the Castellanos and Topper thing, and where people came down today. Regarding last night's decision, you are Team Topper or Team Castellanos? You know, I'm actually a little bit surprised at how many people voted in one direction here. So I expected a large majority of people to vote Team Topper, right? Mm-hmm. And Topper's the one that was yelled at, cursed at, whatever. He's the manager. Castellanos is not. Like, there's a lot of reasons to side with Topper in this one. What do you think the breakdown is, Hugh, of the poll, if you had a guess? Topper's winning. It's a matter of how much he's winning.
60-40?
It's 72-28. I think 28's a lot of percentage that are on the Castellanos thing. I didn't think there'd be that many today, but there are. 72%, though, are backing Rob Thompson on Team Topper.
A lot of lawless individuals out there, honey, that just don't know how this thing works.
Well, it's not law. I mean, it's lawless. It's just,
yeah, I'm just saying, they just don't know how it works.
Yeah, I mean, also, he sticks and stones breaks his bones. The words don't have
to
hurt
him.
Yeah,
but we don't even know what he said,
right,
though. You know, and that's part of it. And I don't think people are using logic in this situation because Topper seems like a logical individual, correct? I mean, he seems like an even-keeled kind of guy.
He does.
So for him to be that upset, it just surprised me that nobody's questioning what was said to make him that upset and then realizing that it probably was something really bad for him to do what he did.
Probably. I mean, but also, what if he's just being sensitive?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, don't think he's being sensitive. I don't.
Well, if he is, then sack up.
But he is being. When Topper could sack up.
No. Topper is the one that's in the position of authority.
Sure. I'm just saying, I've seen players yell at their manager and coach before. I mean, Travis Kelce pushed Andy Reid during a Super Bowl, got in his face and screamed at him and yelled, almost knocked him over.
And that was outrageous.
But Travis Kelce kept playing. I know it was a Super Bowl, and this is a game against Miami.
Dude.
Right, but we've seen I've seen plenty of heat of the moments.
Right, but Topper said he crossed a line. Like, I don't know why we're not... I don't know why that doesn't carry too much weight. Like, do we think Topper's lying? I don't think so. I think Rob Thompson is a very level-headed and mature and intelligent human being.
I don't think
he would lie.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So he said he crossed a line.
What's his line?
I take Topper at his word.
I know. I
think his line's apparently pretty far. Like, Topper is the most even-keel person we've ever seen.
I'm telling you, that was the first thing when I heard the story, and I'm walking on like, okay, what did he say?
Right.
Because that was the first thing that I thought about, because Topper is pretty even-keeled. So I was like, okay, damn, what did he say to make Topper that mad?
Right, and I'm not excusing if he did cross the line. I'm just saying he is typically a manager who doesn't do stuff like this. And he took him off the field. And I know it's been 10 times, been a pinch run for, but for the most part, the Phillies have had a lot of leads, probably hundreds of leads since Castellanos got here. He's never been a good right fielder. That's is not usually a thing they do. And then you throw in, it's in Miami, you throw in the streak the next day. Felt like it was heavy-handed. You want to take him off the field for defense? Be my guest. It makes the team better. I've been saying this for years. I'm like, I'm not going to argue with him on that. But then you got to deal with him being annoyed. Like, what did you expect him to do? Say, like, oh, thanks, like, cool. Like, you know him.
Well, he didn't expect him to cross the quote-unquote line.
He probably didn't. But, I mean, you can also just say, all right, let's cool our heads prevail. Let's talk tomorrow, instead of benching him.
It's just, if I know somebody, like, take, for instance, Hugh. I've known Hugh for a good while now.
Yeah.
Someone that you know to be one type of way, all of a sudden acts abnormally. Like, what's the first thing that pops in your head? Well, what provoked them to do that? It must have been something pretty egregious.
I
think that's the most logical way to look at it.
Yeah, it is. I also think that Topper acted differently in this. I mean, Topper usually doesn't pull his players off the field for defense late in games in the regular season. I mean, it's Miami.
But we took the pledge, Joe. We asked Topper to take the pledge.
Right, but
it's pledge activity from Rob Thompson.
I agree with that, but he's got to deal with the repercussions. And the repercussions is this player is annoyed.
Well, the repercussion is that Castellanos was a baby about it, and then Topper handled that. Like, that was another thing Topper had to handle. I think he handled it appropriately.
Well, he what the kids like to say, stood on business.
Part of this now is how the rest of the season plays out. Again, we can all stick our chests out today and say, he's the boss, he's in charge, let's compare it to parenting or teachers, and they got... If Castellanos goes in a shell for the next 2 months and doesn't hit,
that's on Castellanos.
But who suffers? Us as fans, and Topper. His baseball team will lose more games.
If he goes into a shell, that means he's a selfish individual. He didn't take the pledge
right,
all the way.
But we know there's certain athletes that need to be treated differently because they are selfish or babies or immature. So you have to kind of handle it with kid gloves.
But the bottom line is this. We are trying to win baseball games. And if you're going to impede us from doing that, then maybe you shouldn't be here. Because that's the bottom line. This is a team that has underachieved the last couple of seasons, especially when you talk about when Topper took over, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are in your feelings about being in Miami to let your kids and your girlfriend watch you play, and that doesn't happen because you weren't playing well, then maybe you shouldn't be a part of this team. If you're willing to blow the team up for your own personal gain, then that makes no sense.
If I had to guess, and we always recklessly speculate, I think Nick doesn't feel appreciated compared to the other players.
I mean, sometimes it's like that, Joe.
I know, but you have to allow him to have feelings over it. That's my point. Like, Topper's benched him for something he said. You have to anticipate.
Major League buddies.
No, you have to. No, it's not. No, Major League buddies is Major League buddies is the other way. I'm telling you again. If I'm Castellanos, I say the shortstop last year didn't play well defensively. You didn't pull him out. That's number one. How about this? How about everybody else has got nicks and bruises and they miss games? The first baseman, the GM just said he's clear to play when he's comfortable. Meanwhile, Nick posts every day.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because Topper lets him, even when he sucks.
But there's something valuable. The one thing Castellanos does bring is he's there every day. He doesn't disappear for a week because he's banged up. He plays every day.
But there were times we thought he shouldn't. Castellanos owes the streak to Rob Thompson in the first place.
He does do that.
No one seems to care what Castellanos feels. He's the player here.
When you start caring about Mitch, that do sound like, you know what, Kyle, you're right. That do sound like Major
League. Preach.
That sounds like Major League.
What is Topper's job? To manage the players. This is literally
his job. That's what he's doing.
Let's see if it works.
Major League buddy.
Let's see if it works. All right, let's go.
I can't believe all of a sudden you just turned into a Major League buddy.
I'm not a Major League buddy. You guys are in La La Land. You and Elliot.
It's like I don't even know you anymore.
Preach you.
What's defending Topper for?
Tell him.
The guy's half asleep most games, and now he wakes up.
Let me cook, Kyle.
Yeah, now he wakes up, and you rip him for it.
No, he woke up in the wrong way.
I became a Castellanos. I hear Major League buddies right now. Man.
Me too.
I'm surprised.
Tell him, Hugh.
You are Major League buddies.
I'm surprised at Major League buddies. Oh, my gosh. Oh, how meanwhile, the tables
we
have
found,
turned.
Meanwhile, we found out that you ripped Andy, and he didn't bench you. Should have cut you right at
him. That's why the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl.
It was like the third day of him coaching. It was like, I didn't know what Andy was doing. I thought he was crazy.
I think that is the headline today. Andy didn't win the Super Bowl here because he let Hugh walk all over him. Mark in Woodbury Heights. What's up, Mark?
Joe.
Mark.
How are you, gentlemen? How you guys doing?
Good, what's Mark. Up, what's up?
Joe, I never thought I'd disagree with you like I'm about to on two fronts.
Okay.
I only want to discuss one of the two fronts. Yeah, but first off, Jalen Hurts is one of the top five athletes in Philadelphia. And number two, Jalen Hurts is one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, and I'll leave it at that. We'll talk about that another time.
He ain't trying to argue with you, Joe. He ain't trying to hear your nonsense.
He's spitting facts, and then we move on to Castellanos. Okay.
Yeah. Castellanos. Here's a guy who steps to the plate every night and takes the easiest approach possible. Let me swing at the first good pitch I see because it's easier that way. Mm. Instead of working the pitcher, instead of sacrificing things for the betterment of the team, I hate watching him hit. Hate it. And here's a manager that has sacrificed sometimes the benefit of the team for this guy. He's left him out there. He plays him every day. Thank you, Rob Thompson, for finally sitting this guy. And we don't know what he said. Obviously, it had to be extremely disrespectful and negative for Thompson to do this. And I applaud Rob Thompson. I applaud him. Because any coach who is worth his salt or her salt doesn't put up with that nonsense. I don't care what you're streak is. I don't care if your family, your immediate family, your wife, your kids. I don't care. Rob Thompson has consistently had this guy's back, and he has the nerve to go in there and badmouth him because he got taken out of a game and he's throwing a pity party. Are you serious, Joe? Are you serious?
Yes, it's a joke.
Great. Thank you, Rob Thompson. I'm done, gentlemen. God bless all of you.
But we need a guest, though. We need Hugh's Clues guest, and that's a good call.
Real quick.
Well, what's your guess?
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, Bronco.
Bronco!
That's a good guess.
Oh, we're getting close.
So did it?
He cooked there. I mean, he was cooking.
With the Rocky music, you have to feel like you're getting cooked.
Yeah, no, well,
yeah the Rocky's coming against you.
The Rocky music cooks you.
You guys okay with him having a lighter hand on the other players? Like, that's the part I think we have an issue here.
Well, we don't know that he does.
Well, I think he does.
Well, I mean, I don't think so. You can't treat it. Everybody's... star players are going to get treated differently than everybody else. That's just the rule of thumb.
We're told he crossed the line.
We don't
know if any other players ever crossed the line. No, we can't forget that.
Why did he cross the line? But he didn't just like wake up one day and say, bleep Rob in front of the team. Rob took him out of the game.
Yeah, and he probably threw a little hissy fit.
I agree with you.
Okay.
But Rob Thompson, this is what everyone just likes this because we want to say this to Castellanos. Forget that for a second. Castellanos has been part of the team for years, just like these other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And everybody else gets to make up their own rules. But now, after all this time...
I don't know that they do.
Well, I think they do.
Yeah, see, yeah.
Hold on. Let's be real. Bryce Harper, once every 6 weeks, doesn't run a ball out. He just doesn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, for all the Castellanos things, he never does that.
Yeah, well, Bryce is...
Bryce is different.
Bryce is different.
Okay, but we're missing it. If I'm Castellanos, I say enough of this crap. What? You made the example out of me. I'm not excusing him. I agree with you guys. He's a baby, and maybe Topper had no choice. But my point is, who started this? Topper. Topper started by letting all the crap with Bryce go. He started last year and I know he's been better this year, Trey Turner was bad enough late in games he should have come off the field. We never did that. So there's different sets of rules around here. And if I'm Castellanos, I'm like, you didn't just do it. You chose here to do it. That's if I'm him, I feel that.
But that's his problem. Like if Rob Thompson, no if we kill a guy for doing something over and over again, and we don't like the way he does it, and then all of a sudden he changes the way he does it, like I don't understand why that's a problem. We wanted the guy to change, and now he's changing, and it's an issue because it feels like he's singling out one guy. But like sometimes somebody has to be the sacrificial lamb. Like
bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, like okay. That's just the way it is.
But that's fine. But we also have to understand he's going to be pissed off about it. It's like we don't want him to be pissed off.
Right, but he can't cross a line.
He has to be more. If he gets, he has to be professional about it because it's not like. See, you're compartmentalizing and you're making it personal. I don't think it's personal. This is for the betterment of the team.
But does he think it's personal?
Well, if he thinks it's personal, then he needs to get out of his feelings.
Or maybe the manager needs to do a better job of explaining himself.
I think he did. We're all speculating. And you might not be wrong, but I will tell you something that I feel like I know in my spirit. I feel like I know that Topper knows how to communicate with these guys. I feel that.
Well, he's not with this guy, obviously.
I think he has, Joe, because to your point, he's had conversations with Castellanos. He probably asked him. I would not be surprised if he had a conversation last year saying, hey, man, you might need a rest day. And he said no.
Right.
Imagine, no. Let me give you an example. Just an example. Imagine if there is a music bed, you bring us back from a break with Kyle, and you hear Jack do the same thing, and it happens over and over again. And then one day, out of the blue, Rod walks in there and says, you're out this segment. I don't like that. I know what you would think. Now, I think you'd handle it more.
I'm not going to mouth off to Rod.
But what are you thinking? Like, Jack does the same crap.
But thinking and acting on it and doing something and mouthing off are different things. Castellanos apparently crossed the line.
Now, but let's play this out. Let's say that you are an impulsive person. And
Rod
knows. Well, I don't know about that. Man. And Rod knows it. Rod be totally floored if you're like, Rod, Jack does it all the time. What the bleep?
But if he thinks if Rod's discretion is that's the move that he needs to make for the betterment of whatever the program is. That day, the 30 minutes, then that's on him. That's what, like, you have to respect that decision. By the way, what we're leaving out of all this, there's a very good likelihood that while Castellanos was pissed in the moment, he's fine today and everything's okay.
Yeah,
he's gonna go back in the lineup and everything's gonna be fine.
Well, I hope.
And then what
do
we say?
Well, then we move on and we're happy. I mean, what do we
do?
And then we're all best friends.
Yeah, then we move on. All right, 215-592.
Ain't that what we do every day?
Yeah, we just argue about the next thing. All right, your phone calls. And hold on, do we have to go to the final segment to give away the prize?
Yep.
You.
That's
all
good. That means
give everyone the clue now.
Can I
give them a clue? Come on.
The last clue. But before I get a clue, can I just say this?
No.
Somebody guessed it. But anyway, the last clue.
What do you mean someone guessed it?
Like, somebody guessed. Well, somebody told me what it was.
But not on the phone.
But not on the phone.
Oh, okay.
This is iconic horse logo.
Read them all again. Just give everyone the whole break.
They can't get it with that one, Joe, I don't know what to tell you. But the first one is, this brought me great joy back in the day. This has been around for at least 60 years. Named after an animal. Iconic horse logo.
There it is. Your chance. Phillies, Padres, Tuesday, July 1st. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, your segment coming up to talk you people as well. And AI, is AI taking over WIP? You guys got to hear this. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.